This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got some interesting news. I heard that a movie studio might be going up near my house. And you know how I've always wanted to be in the movies? I've always wanted to play opposite Aragorn and Lord of the Rings. Maybe I could talk them into doing another trilogy. I see Viggo Mortensen will be on board, and then I'd be his love interest. But yeah, there's a movie studio. And it's apparently the land, I thought, and I've been driving by this land every day, but this plot of land I thought was originally going to be for a casino, but now a $1.8 billion Sony movie studio would be coming into Southern Nevada. Now, this is an example of businesses and industries trying to move away from California. And Mark Wahlberg, who apparently lives near me, I haven't run into him yet. I got to be careful because, you know, when I go and get the mail, sometimes I'm in my underwear and stuff, so, or my husband's underwear. So now I start to dress up. Because remember, I ran into Donny Osmond, and I had no makeup on, and I looked horrible. So I definitely want to be able to look decent if I run into Mark Wahlberg. But he had, you know, talked about how he would like to see, you know, Vegas be a Hollywood 2.0, so to speak. And so two major companies are now, you know, moving forward on this. Howard Hughes Holdings, the developer of Summerlin, and Sony Entertainment. Apparently, this was approved Wednesday by Clark County Zoning Commission. This could create 10,000 jobs in West Las Vegas. In fact, there's going to be, I think, an emergency room there. I mean, for the, you know, for the stars. But this is interesting. It is going to be, it's going to have 10 buildings, approximately 500,000 square feet. And it's going to support a film studio production facility. There'll be restaurant, office space to support the film studio, an emergency room facility, and satellite office for Clark County Administration, alongside the already built fire station that's there. So, which is good, because if you are going to be filming, you need to obviously have fire, you know, standby, ambulances. You know, I live in Southern Nevada. It blows my mind, the beautiful land. And, I mean, look at The Hangover. Look at how we filmed The Hangover. You know, we did a pretty good job. A lot of movies are filmed here. And the expense that these movies have trying to come into Vegas to film, or to use The Rocks, or to use the, was it the Flintstones that was done near on the 14 in California? There's a place where there's rocks, and you see a lot of filming done, but we have even more of those types of rock formations with Red Rock. And so I'm pretty excited, because Las Vegas isn't just about gambling. We're about hockey. We're about football. We're about basketball, men's and women's. We're about college sports. Or about, I mean, look at how we were on the map with the NCAA championship with our Running Rebels in 90-91. And it just, I mean, our sports and our affinity for it just exploded after that. Our resorts are, and why not? And I love this. Good for Mark Wahlberg, and good for, you know, Howard Hughes and Sony for starting to make a move on this. Now, mind you, the land and the property they have is expensive, but that's another sign of the times. This is probably some of the most expensive land in Southern Nevada. I bet it's still cheaper than California. So why not? So this is going to be pretty darn cool. You know, I've been hearing a lot of, there's been apparently a lot of discord on the, there's a new LDS church that's going to be also put up in our neck of the woods, or temple. We have one, Church of Latter-day Saints temple, and it's near Sunrise Mountain, and about 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, we were, those of us who are not Mormon or LDS were able to take a look at parts of it. It was exquisite. But it is the only temple right now in the city. Well, the city has grown. And so there's going to be a new one on the west side of town. And apparently there are some, there's some local individuals who are grumpy about it. They're saying it's going to, you know, we like being in the rural area where we don't have a lot of street lights, etc. And so there has been some controversy over it. But I love the fact that we're getting another temple. I think these LDS temples are exquisite, and I love how people may marry in the church, go through certain, you know, baptisms, things like that, and be, you know, not have to travel across town. The town is getting kind of big. It used to be you could get anywhere you needed to in 20 minutes in Las Vegas and Southern Nevada. Now you could be in the car for close to an hour to get from one side to the other, and it's nowhere as big as Southern California and Los Angeles and all that. But we are coming into our own, and so I think these moves are fantastic. I'm not anti-California. I was born in California. I love California. I have family there, but I think we have very underutilized cities that could be doing so much more. Look at the film industry in Georgia. Yeah, and another thing, too, that I think Hollywood wants to do is politics always seem to come into play. And look at how politics came into play with Georgia and the election and all that. And then movies said, well, we'll pull out and we'll not film in Georgia. And you know, I think these companies need to be able to hedge their bets and go, look, you know, if it's not going to be California, it's not going to be Georgia, it'll be Nevada. But the more places they have and the more opportunities, I'm just glad that I might now have an opportunity to be in a movie, because I'll just walk by the studio and maybe I'll cite some Shakespeare. Oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. And they'll be like, oh, my God, you would make a beautiful Juliet. And I'd be like, I know. Tell me something I don't know. They'd be like, well, who do you want to be Romeo? I'd say Michael Fassbender. So they're like, all right, well, let's do this. We just discovered you on the street. Let's do it. So I'm really excited, because I've always wanted to break into the movies. I think I would be, now I'd only get middle-aged roles. You know what? They'd probably make me play grandmas. That really wouldn't be too fun. Maybe Jabba the Hutt. I could do that. Reprise that role. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Caroline calling from New Orleans. Hi, Caroline. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. What's going on?
Well, I just thought I would check out what you were telling people that it could do to be healthy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Any particular thing you're looking at?
No, just aging and trying to stay functioning fully.
Absolutely, absolutely. Can I ask how old you are?
Plus 75.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, obviously you've been doing something something right. You know, a diet, I think, is everything. You are what you eat. So, you know, keeping up the vegetables, keeping up the balance, making sure it's something that you could stick with. We're going to be talking about Ozempic and these weight loss drugs and how many people might not be choosing the right foods. Keeping active, always moving. Your body wants to move. I'm assuming you're, are you able to exercise daily?
Oh, pretty much, yes. Yes, I am.
Love it, love it. And another thing that we're finding in terms of longevity is in nature, they like consistent cycles, not a lot of ups and downs. And so people relatively eating the same time each day, going to the bathroom relatively every day, sleeping at the same time. Sometimes the body likes that rather than those of us that travel a lot and have very chaotic schedules. Good sleep, we like 7 to 9 hours a day. Hydration, water, fluids, and then making sure you're doing, you know, you're seeing your regular doctor, you know, having your regular checkups, such as your blood screen for diabetes, for cholesterol, for thyroid, your bone density. You know, one thing I worry about a lot as I age is when I trip and fall, it hurts more than it should. I also worry that I won't be able to get back up. I see kids bounce off the tile and bounce off the ground, and I used to fall all the time, scrape up my knee. My mom would put Mercurochrome, that fluorescent pinkish fuchsia stuff, on my knee, and I'd be running while bleeding and scabbed and all the other stuff. But now if I fall, I'm down for a little while. I sometimes can't move. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? But I'm always grateful that my bones didn't crack. So our bone density is important. And how do we keep our bone density up? Calcium, vitamin D, exercise, making sure you're using your muscles, using your legs. Now, and when it comes to exercise, too, you know, people will say, no, I don't like going to the gym. I don't want to drive to the gym. I can only go at night. It's dangerous for me to be walking to my car. You could exercise at home. There are so many things we could do at home. You know, I'm grateful to Jane Fonda for that, because those aerobics tapes and being able to do aerobics. Yeah, you used to go to an aerobics center just like people go to a spin class or people go to their, you know, Bikram yoga or whatever. But people could do a tape. Richard Simmons also, where you could do. Richard Simmons, by the way, was, I think, just diagnosed with some skin cancer. So people had thought that he was, you know, having some major, major health issues. It looks like he reaffirmed everybody, you know, that he's doing fine. It was just some skin cancer, but we'll keep you posted on that. But the idea that you could be home, put in a tape, and exercise at home, you know, it there's a lot of things we could do. I have a treadmill at the house. I have a small stair stepper. I have a yoga mat so I could do stretches and I could do floor exercises. I also have my Oculus so I could do some of the sports activity games, like they have a racket game and things like that, so I do that. I walk the dog. You know, having a pet is amazing. I think having a pet is fantastic in terms of I just love, for security, for love. I mean, it's one person who's happy when I come home. And you got to walk them. So lots of things. Great, Caroline. Thank you. Keep the questions coming. I'll definitely answer them. So there's a, apparently there are individuals who, there's are lawsuits that are happening against Ozempic due to side effects. According to USA Today, dozens are suing Ozempic and other weight loss and diabetes drugs because of the quote-unquote harmful side effects. Paul Bronston is, I believe, one of those individuals. In 2018, he was advised by his doctor to take Ozempic to lower his blood sugar. The benefits outweighed any risk of the side effects, his physician said. Bronston is from Kayenta, Arizona, a small town east of Grand Canyon. He continued to take Ozempic for several months. He had severe diarrhea, discomfort, and one day the pain was unbearable. The pain was so bad, he got yellow eyes. Next thing he says, you know, I was in the hospital having my gallbladder removed. And so he and other patients are suing Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, the two companies that are making the Wegovy Ozempic, and the weight counterpart Wegovy is Eli Lilly. Novo Nordisk is Mounjaro, and then Zepbound. And they are suing because they suffered digestive issues like gallbladder removal, gastroparesis after taking the drug. So I'm a little mixed on this because I warned many of you, if you lose weight quickly, whether you have a gastric sleeve, a lap band surgery, if you crash diet, intermittent fast, Medifast, I've seen people lose their gallbladder on all of them. Losing weight quickly apparently induces some to make gallstones. And rapid weight loss is associated with losing your gallbladder. And I know that kind of bothers people because they say, isn't rapid weight loss, isn't losing weight a good thing for your body? Well, it's a good thing, but in a methodical way. Losing weight rapidly, you could lose your hair. You could have changes to your skin. Remember, your body likes transitioning. Your body needs a little bit more consistency. You know, that's why whenever you have the stomach flu and you have diarrhea and vomiting and you end up losing a whole bunch of weight because you haven't eaten and you've thrown up, and then all of a sudden you get on the scale now that you're feeling better and you're like, wow, I lost 5 pounds. And before you can even finish being happy about that 5 pounds you lost, you've already gained it back. Because the body likes to go back to a set point. So when we disrupt that set point, there'll be certain times where you might be going through these plateaus. The plateaus aren't bad because your body is resetting itself. But when you don't let your body plateau, sometimes that could cause some side effects. Not to mention how these medications work, these GLP agonists work, is they slow down the way your body is moving the food and manifesting the food. And so if you eat certain foods that, like greasy foods, spicy foods, you could have longer side effects with those. You know, there are certain foods you have to avoid when you take these drugs. You got to avoid the high fat, the ultra processed, the high sugar foods, the drinks, red meat, soda, alcohol. The reason why they say, wow, people aren't really craving alcohol, it's because they'll get sick if they drink alcohol. You don't feel good when you drink alcohol on these medications, which might be fantastic in terms of treating alcohol abuse. But I'm noticing people who take the drugs ordering pizza, having steak, eating French fries. And so how these medicines work, if you're using them for weight loss only, not diabetes, is they assist you when you are doing the regular dieting protocols. They're not replacing your diet. Remember I talked to you guys about Chantix, the smoking cessation drug, where you take it a week before you come up with a quit date, and then when you quit, rather than you feeling the effects of cold turkey, you actually can quit without that much pain because the medicine has been on board and it acts like a nicotine decoy. Chantix doesn't work if you smoke the whole time you're on it. You're only allowed to smoke the first week on it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So same thing with this. This medicine isn't supposed to be miraculous so you could still eat chocolate cake and lobster full of garlic butter. What it is you're going to eat fish, vegetables, small meals, and you won't be hungry because this will increase your satiety and slow down the digestive process. Bland foods, water, probably won't bother you. And so when somebody has, and not to mention, I mean, obviously this, yep, you're taking a medication to slow down your GI system. Of course there's going to be GI side effects. I'm not saying the lawsuit is wrong, but I think everybody needs to be aware that it's not, you know, as simple as people think. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can continue to fight to have the Fulton County DA removed from his election interference case in Georgia. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case. The defendant sought Willis's removal due to her romantic involvement with Wade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, meantime, suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. On Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting the obligation. Unless the appellate court intervenes on Trump's behalf, James is likely to begin taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're having just a little bit of an issue with our live feed. So hold on 1 second. This is our live Facebook feed. And I want to make sure you guys can get the show. We try to do both video. I know nobody wants to see how I look. I get that. But sometimes people like to listen by video. It's amazing. When I went into radio so I wouldn't have to do video, so you guys wouldn't have to see me without my makeup or my hair or I don't know. Sometimes I don't necessarily do my eyebrows, and I have just one eyebrow. I understand you're supposed to have two eyebrows, but those are pretty tricky. So please, cut me some slack, Jack. Cut me some slack. All right, so salaries. This is a fascinating survey of what salary you need to be comfortable, depending on the city that you live. And this is scary. I have a lot of individuals that ask me, young, middle age, asking me about their resume and jobs they're looking for, because things are different. Rather than you going to school and having one job that you're in the rest of your life, the average person is at a new job every 2 years. So the average person is finding a new job, So this is a fascinating headline. This comes from Smart Asset, and it's a study looking at the salary needed to live comfortably. And they say the 50-30-20 budget recommends that to sustain comfort, 50% of your salary should be going to your needs, housing, groceries, transportation. 30% goes to entertainment, hobbies. 20% goes to paying off debt, saving, or investing. Applying the local cost of necessities and taxes to this rule, they derived the pre-tax salary needed to live comfortably in 99 cities. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. You aren't going to like what they say. Las Vegas, which is used to be really reasonable, you need an average salary of about $94,500 to live comfortably in Southern Nevada. For Reno, Nevada, $92,000. $61. In terms of, that's for a single adult. If you have two working adults with two children, up in Reno, Nevada, $242,000. In Las Vegas, Nevada, close to $240,000 needs to be your combined income. All right, that's pretty scary. So let's take a look at some of the least expensive versus some of the most expensive. So Houston, Texas came in the cheapest. The hourly wage, they said, was $36.10 needed for a single adult. Average salary, $75,000. Salary for two working adults with two kids, $175,000. So it looks like they're adding, you know, whether you double it and both of you are making $75,000, you're at $150,000, let's say. Looks like they're adding an extra $25,000 if you have two kids. My kids, boy, they cost more than that. Especially if they're in sports. So Houston, Texas, one of the cheaper places to live, but still, minimum wage. This is how scary things are. A minimum wage of, what, $7.25 federally? That can't cut it. If they're saying just to live in Houston, one of the cheapest cities of their 99 list, you need to be at $35 an hour. This is why you're seeing California Congress people bring up the $50 an hour minimum wage, which I think is ridiculous, by the way. One of the reasons why we're having such issues with inflation and costs is because we keep raising wages. But we have to raise wages because things are more expensive, and it's a vicious cycle. But if you need to make at minimum $36 an hour to quote-unquote live comfortably, you know, that's a lot of money. Now, I didn't live comfortably for years. It took me years to live comfortably. I was making $4 an hour working at Jack in the Box or hosting tables. And when I finally turned 21, at least I could waitress. And I think my base was $2-something an hour, and then I would make tips. But I wasn't living comfortably. I rented space. I rented a room. I had roommates. I, you know, skipped meals. So for you to have the quote-unquote American lifestyle, that's what they're talking about. El Paso came in next at about $75,000. We get into the 80s at Tulsa, Wichita, Cleveland, New Orleans. You have to be at least $81,000 to live comfortably. Fort Wayne, Indiana rounded out the cheapest 20 states. Then we go into Detroit, Michigan. You have to be at about $84,900. Baltimore, Indianapolis, San Antonio, Memphis, Norfolk, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, Omaha, Nebraska. Omaha, Nebraska, you got to be at about $86,500 for a single person. Greensboro, North Carolina, Columbus, St. Paul, Minnesota, at about $87,000. We start hitting the 90,000s in Boise City, Idaho, Kansas City, Missouri, Port St. Lucie, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. You're already at the 90,000s just to quote-unquote live comfortably. Dallas, Texas, $91,000. Plano, Texas, $91,000. Irving, Texas, Garland, Texas, all about $91,000. Reno, Nevada, 92, as we talked about. Anchorage, Alaska, you would think would be really expensive, $93,933. to be comfortable, to live comfortably. In fact, North Las Vegas, North Las Vegas was the same amount of money as Las Vegas Henderson. So what they're looking at is cities that are a part of the Southern Nevada. They were all at the same, 94,432. The Chesapeake, Virginia, that's where my husband kind of grew up, $98,000. You're already close to $100,000 there. And then we start hitting the $100,000s at Virginia Beach, Orlando, Florida, Miami, Florida. You need to make at least $100,000 to live comfortably. Charlotte, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona. My family had moved to Phoenix from Cleveland because it was cheaper. And they were poor. This is my mom's side of the family. Now living in Phoenix, Arizona is more expensive. Could be the air conditioning. I get it. They had swamp cores because they couldn't afford air conditioning, but could be the air conditioning, but that's a lot of money. Scottsdale, Arizona, even though Scottsdale, Arizona is kind of a fancier part of Phoenix, Arizona, still same amount, $102,000. Sacramento, California, you're already up at $104,000. Denver, $106,000. Atlanta, Georgia, $107,000. Riverside, California, and the most expensive cities to live in, rounding out the top 20, where you're at least $110,000 on up, is Portland, Oregon, Aurora, Colorado, L.A., Urban, Honolulu, Hawaii, Long Beach, California, Anaheim, California, Newark, Jersey, Jersey City, Jersey, Arlington, Virginia, Oakland, California, Seattle, Washington, you're already at $119,000. San Francisco, $119,000. San Diego was even higher, Chula Vista higher, Boston, Massachusetts, $124,966. Irvine, California higher, Santa Ana, San Jose, and of course, New York City tops the list at $138,000. To live in New York City comfortably, your hourly wage needs to be $66.62 an hour. All right, this is overwhelming. Now, I wanted to give you guys the numbers. By the way, if you're married with two kids, you need to be at least making $318,000. Now, I know Biden said he wasn't going to tax people who are making less than $400,000 because those making over $400,000 are considered rich. Well, not if this is what you need at minimum to live comfortably. Now, and now, what is living comfortably? Having Wi-Fi? Having computer access? Having a bunch of streaming? Being able to order out? You know, I think a lot of people are forgetting, you know, how many of us had to do it when, you know, we didn't have Wi-Fi. And all, you know, our money was basically our food, our rent, power, if we had to share those rates. And, you know, we wouldn't order to go or take out, or we did that rarely. And if so, we would scrimp and save. It was cheaper to go and get groceries, cook our meals, do maybe meal prep. Now, these are things that I think a lot of people have gotten spoiled. And so when you tell them, don't order out. Why are you ordering a $15 burger and then complaining that you have to pay for delivery and tip and tax? So it's coming to $20 to $25. Make your own burgers. So, you know, we can lower these numbers if we relook at what we're using for our comfort. I like to cook. I'm comfortable cooking. I'd like our grocery bill a little cheaper. But so interesting. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have seen this headline that there was a goat in Minnesota who tested positive for the bird flu. A goat tested positive for the bird flu. Those of us in science are like, whoa. I know some of you are like, do I need to put down my coffee for this one? You might want to. This is kind of significant. Yes, I know we're talking about a goat, but still. This is the first ever case in the U.S. where a goat has something that is supposed to be in birds. The goat was residing on a Stevens County farm. We do not think the goat was a squatter. No, we're not talking about squatters right now. We're going to be just talking about goat and bird flu. But the goat tested positive for the very highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, making it the first U.S. case of bird flu in domestic cattle, sheep, goats, or their relatives. Now, the farm already had infected poultry. This is according to the Minnesota Board of Animal Health. All poultry on the property were already quarantined from the HPAI detection. Following now this goat's positive result, the board said it quarantined all other species now on the premises. And the Department of Agriculture is now investigating the transmission of the virus in this case. The reason why this is such a big deal is because this bird flu is deadly and very highly contagious in birds. We haven't panicked and done all the COVID BS sort of behavior that we did because we're still under the impression it's going to just stick to the birds. It's not going to infect other animals. Wouldn't hop over to a human. It could, but right now it hasn't. So we're good. But according to this, Dr. Brian Hopes, the state veterinarian, said this finding is significant because while the spring migration is definitely a higher risk transmission period for poultry, it highlights the possibility of the virus infecting other animals on farms with multiple species. Now, thus far, it looks like mammals are dead-end hosts. So what is a dead-end host? Well, it means the virus stops there. That mammal won't per se turn around and infect somebody else. Now, this is where it can get ugly. If we end up not being able to control something that is as infectious and pathogenic as this avian flu, we haven't gotten there yet because we, even though humans have gotten bird flu, they aren't able to give it to other humans. It's one thing to get a zoonotic illness, we call it, where zoonotic or zoonotic, where you get an illness from an animal. Rabies is zoonotic. Some people could get COVID from their animals or pets, or getting sick from your animal, the plague. But if you then turn around and sicken somebody next to you, then it's now human to human. And human to human will spread like wildfire. Look at what happened with Ebola. Look at what happened with COVID. So right now we think that the goat is a dead end. If a human gets infected with this, right now we think it's a dead end. But it is just a matter of a couple mutations for a virus to turn from it stopping there to being able to be spread. And one of the worst ways to be spread is respiratory droplet, because you can go to a store and breathe it. So the board says the risk right now to the public is extremely low. Any risk of infection is limited to people in direct contact with infected animals. To date, nobody in the U.S. has become ill following contact with mammals infected with this virus, meaning the mammal, like the goat or the cow, getting it is not necessarily infecting humans, but it is serious, highly contagious, fatal to chickens. According to the Minnesota Board of Animal Health, the owner of the goat case notified the agency earlier this month of unusual deaths of newly baby goats on the property, where a backyard poultry flock was depopulated due to HPAI in February. Depopulated means culled or killed. The goats and poultry had access to the same space. They shared the same water source. So that's interesting. My cats and dog do not like to share the water dish. When the cat drinks from the dog water dish, the dog's like, I'm sorry, it's tainted. I can't touch it. When the dog drinks from the cat's water bowl, oh, they're mad. So I find it fabulous. I wonder how the goats and the poultry act around the water source. I am sure somebody is, you know, kind of getting their feathers all ruffled. I would. I don't like it when my husband drinks out of my drinks. I mean, he's my husband, but just sometimes there's backwash, and I just let me have my own drink. Anyway, going back to the goat, one of the goat carcasses was taken to the University of Minnesota's Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, tested positive for influenza A. The National Veterinary Services Laboratories confirmed that it was H5N1, HPAI, the same virus that was the culprit of the national outbreak that began in 2022. Millions of chickens, turkeys, and other birds have been slaughtered this year because of the outbreak. Samples from the adult goats were negative for HPAI, and all appeared healthy, with no more sick goat kids being reported since March 11th. HPAI has been previously diagnosed in other mammalian species like skunks, dogs, kitty cats. Yeah, little kitty cats. Animals with weakened or immature immune systems, like the baby goats, are at higher risk. So, again, you know, we are, I thank God for Minnesota's Department of Health and these veterinary boards and, you know, people being on it. They are recommending personal protective equipment for those in direct contact for those humans, because there's still that potential of humans getting this virus. But thank God we're not at the point where it's human to human. But where we worry is the fact that millions of animals have had to be killed and slaughtered. And this is something that has been an outbreak now for a couple years. The longer a virus is out there able to replicate, then the more odds it has to pick up a mutation that makes it stronger. Most mutations weaken things. You know, where something goes wrong and then it just doesn't, you know, it was the wrong mutation at the wrong time and now it can't function. But as we saw with COVID, some of them are making mutations that make them stronger, make them more resilient, make them more infectious. So anybody who has respiratory or GI symptoms after exposure to the goats, or if they think they have avian flu, get yourself tested. And you're going to have to bring this up to doctors. If you are around poultry, if you are around birds, and you're feeling ill, and you're COVID negative, and you're flu negative, and you don't feel right, I don't think a lot of doctors are asking, have you been exposed to any birds? I think we need to. And mild bird flu, you might not even know you have it. I'm not really around birds because I got so many cats and dogs. But I remember my mom had chickens in the backyard that they would use to cook and to lay eggs and get food from. And so, you know, if you have chickens, and a lot of people do like to have chickens, they're thinking they could save money on eggs by having their own chickens and hens and roosters and having their own coop. Those are the types of things that could possibly put humans at risk. So just be aware. So good. Kudos to Minnesota peeps for being on top of that. But we're watching this. Do I really think avian flu can spread to humans? I think the potential is absolutely there. I think these viruses have nothing better to do than to infect, replicate, and figure out how to evolve. So be aware. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.